There's yet another security alert in the Rosslea area. Apparently, a beer keg and wires. Let me speak to one of the representatives, Tom Elliott from the Ulster Unionist Party. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tom, this seems to be never-ending, the number of security alerts in Fermanagh. First of all, tell me about what you know about this one in Rosslea.
Well, I'm informed that a radio station or TV station got a call Elliott last night to say that there was an object had been left in the area. Police don't know at this stage whether it's a viable device or whether it's a hoax, but there certainly is an object. Local people are indicating that it is a beer keg. That hasn't been confirmed to me by the police, but they are saying that there is an object and they are currently dealing with it. Now again, it's huge disruption to the area, and I know this is maybe a more rural area than last week's device on the main Derlin Road, but it's very, very disruptive for the local community. People moved out of their homes, elderly people moved out of their homes, and it's just very, very frustrating, Frank.
Do you get a sense that this is like a Mickey Mouse effort to try and disrupt Fermanagh because of the G8, or is there a genuine attempt from terrorists to do something spectacular?
I think there's a bit of both, Frank. They do want to make sure that there's as much disruption as possible, and they get the eyes of the world onto their small grouping. But there is also, I think, a determination from these people that they're not only going to disrupt the lives of the people in Northern Ireland, but they're going to destroy some of their lives. They want to kill and maim. I think that is what's behind it. And we must never forget that these people are ruthless criminals and terrorists, and they just want to kill and maim people and cause as much havoc and as much despair to the people in this community as they can.
How strong do you believe the dissidents are in Fermanagh?
Well, I think there are obviously a number of them. They have clearly some sophistication as to how they handle things. But what does concern me, Frank, as well, that there may be some of the munitions and the weapons and that they're using is actually from what the security services call old stock. In other words, it's coming from the provisional IRA stockpiles, and that is a worrying development to me, because that says, you know, not everything was decommissioned, not everything was removed from our society whenever it should have been. And I still think there are people within mainstream Republicans that actually know where these arms dumps are, and they know the people that have access to them, and they should be giving more information to the security forces.
Did you ever fully believe that everything would have been decommissioned on either side?
No, I don't think I believed that it would have been, but clearly from recent information it suggests that, you know, a lot of this material is coming from those old stockpiles, so there may even have been less decommissioned than maybe I and others thought there would have been. And it's obvious that some people from that former mainstream grouping is now helping and assisting the current Republican terrorist movement.
So are we saying that the decommissioning process fooled the major politicians, including yourself at the time?
I'm not saying it fooled me, Frank, because I was always sceptical as to whether it was all decommissioned, and I said that at the time, but it certainly may have been an event that certainly wasn't as significant as many of those politicians thought it was, or tried to convince people that it was.
And do you think there are modern-day politicians who could help to nail some of these dumps or point people in the direction of where munitions or indeed weaponry might be?
I think that's absolutely right, Frank. I think there are people within the political world at the moment who know who those quartermasters were, who know the people that had access to these dumps, and they must be giving some sort of information. They must be lending a hand to those currently engaged in this terrorist activity, and I would ask them to assist the police and security forces in every way possible, because I'm just hoping that these people aren't using these current Republican terrorists as an ongoing threat and using it to facilitate their political process.
They've been very clear. You're obviously referring to Sinn Féin. They've been very clear in their condemnation of everyone involved in dissident activity, and indeed they feel under threat from some of these dissidents.
Yeah, well, of course they are in the public domain, Frank, but I'm just concerned that behind the scenes they may be, and look, that's up to them to convince us otherwise. I hope that they're not just content that these people are carrying on at at a level of an engagement in the terrorist scene that may help them to continue pressurising the United Kingdom government and pressurising the Unionist people of Northern Ireland into giving way to them.
And how would Sinn Féin ever convince you that they are genuine when you have that feeling?
Well, if they're giving more information to the police, I think they need to be absolutely upfront with the security forces and give them the information that's required, particularly around those munitions, explosives and weapons that are still being held in arms dumps and that weren't decommissioned.
I was looking at Tracy McGee's report from earlier in the week when she was saying £500,000 this year has been spent on informants. This is something that is very obvious because, okay, there was a warning sent about this particular alert in Rosslea, but so many of the attacks seem now to be thwarted by the security forces.
That's right, and that's good. I'm pleased the security forces are certainly intercepting a number of these attacks, and that's good for the community and it's good for the public at large. So I am pleased about that, however they get that information. But I am saying that I feel that there are some people within mainstream Sinn Féin that could actually help and assist more.
And what about the countdown to the G8? How worried are you about Fermanagh? Obviously, if people from Sinn Féin were on the programme at the moment, they'd be rebuking what you're saying or refuting what you're saying, and they would be saying that they are doing everything they possibly can and have done so much and have been so openly critical of the dissidents. But how worried and concerned are you about the countdown to the G8?
Well, I'm confident that the security forces are in a good position. I'm confident that they're getting assistance, I'm sure, from those representative countries that will be in attendance. So I'm confident that they certainly will be able to manage the security situation. But obviously it's a worrying development for everyone, not just in Fermanagh, but right throughout Northern Ireland, that these people are still intent on murdering and maiming people.
And would you expect to see more searches from the PSNI?
I would have thought so, and I would expect to see an increase, obviously, in security activity, and that's only to be expected. And I certainly hope that that will be supported by all, because I noticed even last week over the Darlin bomb attack that, in fact, some Sinn Féin politicians were actually critical of the security services operation there, and I think we should be supporting them and giving them the help and assistance that they need.
Okay, Tom Elliott, thank you.